Have southeast winds 5 to 15 knots. The wind waves will be 1 to 3 feet in the morning. They're going to become less than 2 with a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 16 seconds. Slight chance of showers there. And for your current temperatures, I've got Salinas at 43 and partly cloudy. It's partly cloudy in Watsonville at 43 degrees. In Monterey, it's 45, partly cloudy. And here it is 51 degrees. And that is right outside KSCO Studios here in Santa Cruz. For your King of the Hill traffic update, it looks like I've got one traffic collision to report, and this was at 8:59, and it's on Cox Road at Day Valley Road, and I don't have much information on it. CHP is on the way, so that's what I got for you so far. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time is 10:06 and 58 seconds on this Saturday, December 10th. Up next, we've got the Saturday special. Stay tuned. KSCO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
I cannot think of a better bumper music to have on for such a long time as you did. It was absolutely wonderful. It was great.
Yeah.
I mean, you were running around like I've never seen anybody do here, you know, with all the things that are happening here at everybody's favorite radio.
Are you having fun? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
stressful.
It is stressful, but you know what? Sometimes stress can be fun.
Yeah, sometimes.
If you don't let it get to you.
That's good. Hey, well, let's start our program officially.
Let's do it.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go. It's today, you know. On KSCO Radio.
Well, the first thing I want to do is welcome all our thousands and thousands of new listeners from KGO. We love you. If they didn't, welcome aboard. I think you're going to find this to be a great radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. We've been on the air since 1947, but we've been doing talk radio since 1991, and we welcome you all aboard. So we hope you'll stay tuned and enjoy our station.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
The abrupt firing of some of the finest talent in the talk radio industry by the new clueless corporate suits at KGO last Friday is an indication of two things. One, their total disregard. No, make that contempt for both the talent and the listeners that made that station so special. And two, their incredible Darwin Award qualifying stupidity. KSCO extends invitations to all displaced KGO hosts to come to a station owned and operated by humans with good hearts, good souls, and diverse personalities and perspectives, not by cold corporate weasels and bean counters. One of those hosts, Dr. Wattenberg, has graciously accepted our invitation. Let's see what the others will do. Join us on the next KSCO special for a stimulating discussion of this unprecedented talk radio drama, possibly with some of the players in attendance. This Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here, still proudly a voice for everyone radio, AM 1080 KSCO. We have a brand new phone system, brand new, spanking new state-of-the-art talk studio, brand new parking lot, brand new everything here, almost everything at KSCO. And so I'm keeping my fingers crossed that that everything works right. But let's take our first let's connect to the phone lines right now. Michael, are you there?
I sure am.
All right, this is great.
How do I sound on your brand new system?
You sound great.
If I knew you had a brand new parking lot, I would have come down to the station as opposed to done this on the telephone.
And what a parking lot it is. My God, it's got inlaid color, little KSCO logos and towers and things put in by Whitlow Concrete artists. They're just the most amazing people. But anyhow, Michael Harrison, for the benefit of our people, I think a lot of our KSCO audience knows that my friend Michael Harrison is the owner and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which is the Bible of the talk radio industry. He is also the owner of podjockey.com, which is a new, not too new. You've actually been on, you've been online for a good number of years already.
Yeah, we've been developing it for years, but I like to think of everything that we do as eternally new. I mean, in today's world, you better be new every day you get up, or you'll be very old very quickly.
Right. Well, anyhow, so there's nothing that happens in the talk radio industry anywhere where everybody from Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, all of the news organizations don't flock to you for your comments and your great sound bites. And I'm no exception, Michael. You and I have been friends for many years, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't even know how this whole program is going to evolve, but it's going to be a wild and woolly program. And I figured the best thing to do is call you and ask you to join us at the beginning. I'm so happy
Well, what are your plans for this show? Are you going to be talking about the KGO situation?
Yeah, pretty much. And I don't want to get into all this. I don't want to beat a dead horse because that's happening all week long. Everybody agrees that they did a horrible, terrible thing letting these great talk hosts go. But it was the greatest present they ever could have given our station, because we've been here doing our thing for 21 years and doing it quite well, I think, because everybody who listens to us likes us. The problem is not too many people are creatures of habit, and they need to have a reason to switch their habit. And if their habit is being supported very effectively, as KGO did right up until last Thursday or Friday, a week ago, there's no reason for them to switch.
So what are you offering all the people that have been let go from KGO positions at KSCO?
Well, I want to talk with them. First of all, I have a limited amount of real estate here on the radio.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. What if they all wanted to do it?
We have two radio stations. Right. One is the 10,000-watt station that can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime. Now, it's a little scratchy. I would say we're strong, listenable, from maybe halfway up the San Francisco Bay down to, Fresno and, you know, all over Monterey Bay, obviously. We have a smaller station, KOMY AM 1340, that's essentially a Monterey Bay-only signal. And, you know, between the two stations, you know, we should be able to accommodate. We can certainly accommodate more, but I have no intention of, of jettisoning any of our people who are great broadcasters also, and people who are just tuning into KSCO now as a result of this KGO massacre by their corporate owner, are going to learn that we've got some pretty high quality world-class talent ourselves here. In fact, Dr. Bill Wattenberg, who's become quite familiar with our station's signal and our station's talent here, he says, Michael, do you have any idea about the talent that you have already? And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, I don't know why we couldn't, why I didn't know about this great station. And I said, because what I just said a minute ago, there's been no reason for people to switch.
Yeah, you should take a billboard outside of his home, you know. Hey, Wattenberg, we're here.
Yeah, right.
But
he knows.
Now you
I don't know about
now you
him.
Know. Yeah, but you know, because if you were to hire all the people from KGO and jettison your people, you'd be doing the same thing cumulatively.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah. I think there's a clever way to, especially with the internet. You know, I'm a strong believer in the future of good talk radio. The method of distribution is irrelevant. You know, as you've always said, content is king. And if you have good content, no matter how it's delivered, people are going to find it. You know,
we're in a strange time right now. We're caught between two absolutely distinctly different major chapters in human evolution. And this is not just like a change of culture from one decade to another. This is a gigantic jump. This is like the world before the wheel and the world after the wheel, or the world before fire or the world after fire. What's happening with the internet and with digital broadcasting and with the advances in computer technology is changing not only little things like how radio works, it's changing the way the human species is wired. It's changing the way our nervous systems operate. So this is a remarkable time, and within our lifetimes, at least this point in our lifetimes, we're caught in the culture of the 20th century in terms of our allegiances, our habits. As you say, habits are not, you know, quick to die. And this whole new world and the next generations that are coming up and what they're used to. And there will be a time in which what we call now terrestrial radio, AM and FM radio, will still play a role in our culture, but it's a very different role than it played in the 1960s and 70s and 80s, where so many of the people who listen to talk radio still have their roots.
All right. Well, now, this is a big shock to our area for people who love talk radio. Being in your position, you've probably seen things like this happen all around the country, or have you?
Well, it's happening all around the country, but KGO is a very special station. There are special stations, and then there are not so special stations, and then there are everyday garden variety stations, just like anything in life. KGO is the kind of a radio station that not only was a heritage, we call it a heritage station, that meant so much to the culture of the Bay Area, but it was known and respected by people in the radio industry all across the country. So a lot of the people that were let go, even though they're not on the radio or they weren't executives, a lot of execs were let go too, people behind the scenes that listeners don't know. They may have read about it in the paper, but they're not, you know, household names. But in our industry across the country, some of the biggest people in the business were let go as part of the corporate change at KGO. And so it sent ripples. It's not new, but if, in fact, it were to be measured, it's a giant earthquake. It's a big sign that the changes that we've all been preparing for and have been living through are happening big time, and if anything else, they are accelerating. And that's what the KGO change means to the rest of the industry or to somebody like me who oversees it through a significant publication.
Right. So you think, obviously, there's going to be a whole lot more of this. And where do you have – I can't wait for your idea of where this is all going to end up.
Ultimately, and it's not going to happen tomorrow, but it's happening today. But it's not going to happen tomorrow, meaning everything's not going to change in one day. Ultimately, everything is going to be on the internet, or whatever the internet evolves into, because it is vastly a superior technology. There's no question that online is superior. There are a lot of issues we have to deal with. We have to deal with free speech issues, you know, net neutrality, more technological bugs have to be worked out. The car, the automobile, which really is the main venue by which radio, AM and FM radio still lives. That's going to change when digital broadcasting becomes as easy to access in the car as it is, you know, on your desk.
And that's happening now. I mean, with smartphones, actually. Mm-hmm. If you have a decent 3G or 4G signal, and certainly if you have a Wi-Fi signal, when I drive between, you know, KSCO Central and KSCO North or KSCO East, I don't listen on the air, even though I can, you know, most of the way. I prefer to listen through my iPhone.
Well, if you're listening through your iPhone, what you're doing is you're undermining your business asset, which is ownership of the licenses of the two radio stations that you mentioned in your opening monologue.
Oh my God! I better stop that habit right away.
No, because
I don't want to be the reason for.
Well, you're certainly not. You're not the reason, but you certainly are one of the results.
I'm just kidding
around. Yeah, but you know I'm right.
Yes.
I mean, basically, what a radio station license is, a radio station license is give somebody the right, the privilege to own a business that broadcasts on the AM and the FM dial. It doesn't give you the right to broadcast on the internet. Anybody can do that. But the reason, the valuable thing to have a license to broadcast on the AM and FM dial is based on the presumption that we've all lived through with the 20th century, that the radio, the AM and FM radio, the appliance itself, is holy ground. That's the only place people can get audio entertainment on a mass level, and therefore the privilege to broadcast there is a big deal. But if suddenly people are listening to the product that comes out of KSCO or KGO or any other radio station on the internet, not on the AM and FM appliance, well, then it no longer has application to the license. So what would you do if you discovered tomorrow, the statistics came out, Michael, that more people, vastly more people were listening to KSCO on the internet than on your frequency on the AM dial.
I'd have to cough up money for more bandwidth. So it's sort of like, it's really bizarre because, you know, up until now, it doesn't cost anything for there to be more listeners. But if people are listening on the internet, it doesn't cost very much per listener, but there's this thing called bandwidth. And for example, you know, that might be happening right now, what you suggested, Michael. Because this program and that promo has propagated all over the internet, and I think a lot of people have tuned in. And in fact, I haven't given out the phone number yet. We do have one caller on the phone. It looks like it's, well, we had Joni Greggins, but she left. I guess she didn't want to. She couldn't wait. But Joni Greggins is an example of a KGO talk host that wanted to get on the radio here, but I'm talking to you now and I'm not going to interrupt anything. She couldn't wait any longer. But the interesting thing is that, I haven't given out the phone number. I'm going to give it out now, 831-479-1080, and invite callers to call in. But I think people have been calling in all along, and that's what I was alluding to earlier. Not only do we have new state-of-the-art technology in our equipment, in our talk studio, but we also have a whole new system where a telephone system that doesn't use standard analog phone lines anymore. Richard, you know, I think it should be jam-packed. Yeah, we're yeah, they keep having to make a more capacity. But here, it looks like we're having people call in. There should be a lot more than this. I think they're being locked out by the system. So it's this thing, it's this phenomenon called crashing the servers, you know, and that's going to be happening more and more. And I think
I said one thing in my answer to your question, that the technological bugs will be worked out. Have faith in the engineers of the human race.
Right.
Have faith in them. Whatever the problem is, they will solve it. There are people amongst us who really are smart. The rest of us think we're smart. We use the word genius for everything, you know. hey, he's a football genius. You know, the guy designed a play. Or, oh, you're a programming genius. He moved the stop set so that they can get a bigger rating. Now, there are no geniuses in any of our right. businesses. The geniuses are the people that are designing things like iPads or rovers that travel around Mars and decide if there's life there and send it back on a signal to Earth. These are the geniuses of the species Homo sapiens. And these people will, within the next few years, make the Internet absolutely seamless and flawless. Count on it. I just absolutely count on that happening. The only thing that could stop that would be some type of a mega disaster that would put us all out of business anyway, so it doesn't matter. This is going to happen. So the smart people in media are the ones planning for that. Uh-huh. To finish my answer to your question before, where do I think it's going? Because I was sort of doing more than a soundbite, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's fine.
I think eventually we will have what are called media stations. And a media station will be combination of the separate media that we now call radio stations, television stations, newspapers, and magazines. They'll all be in one place. And people won't separate, you know, one-dimensional audio media from video media from print media. They'll all be in one place, and the New York Times will be a radio station, a television station, and a newspaper. And KSCO could, in fact, be a newspaper, a magazine, a radio station, and a TV station. You'll be able to do all those things. Along the way, you're going to have to figure out what to do with your license to broadcast on the AM dial. What is your dial frequency? You're in the middle of the dial, Michael.
We're at 1080 on the dial.
Yeah, 1080. Great position. You know, you have that, but you also have within the building that you were discussing and the fine system you have in the parking lot you've rebuilt, you have a production company. And a production company is a different business than a company that owns a license. And your production company can be putting out programming everywhere. I think for the success of your AM 1080 entity, in addition to having a state-of-the-art phone system, studio, and parking lot, you need to have state-of-the-art programming.
Well, that's fine. Now, do you think state-of-the-art programming includes, you know, popular hosts from years?
Absolutely.
That's what I think, too.
Especially if you can't hear them elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, if Gene Burns were only heard on KSCO, your audience would increase. Mm-hmm. If Gene Burns were heard on KSCO and another station in the area and online, and it wasn't your internet thing, then it wouldn't be as much of an attraction for somebody to try to find 1080 on the dial, particularly in the fringe of your signal.
Right. Okay, let's open the phone lines here. Let's go to Keith in Susanville, California. Keith, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you very much. I actually found out about your station this morning when I did a Google search about the KGO situation, so I'm really glad that you have this forum right now.
Right.
And I was a big fan of Gene Burns, and I'm sure it's something that probably people have thought about when they invited the KGO talent over, but I believe there's the technology available now that some of the hosts could actually broadcast or, you know, do their show remotely from the Bay Area, you know, and then just have it, you know, fed into your radio station to be broadcast out. I know somebody like Gene Burns that's getting higher up in years. I don't know if he'd be able to make the commute to your area.
Commute isn't necessary. Technology makes it so that people can, in fact, I would venture to say, and Michael would probably agree with this, that most of the hosts that you hear, local, regional, and national, are actually in their pajamas doing it in their bedroom, or, you know, I mean, you know, broadcasting.
There's much more of that going on than ever, and which actually means that the radio station as a building, and that's why I was making the joke at the beginning of this conversation when I said if I knew you had a new parking lot, I would have come there. Most of the radio stations as a building are unnecessary. Hosts can work from anywhere. Remote broadcasting technology is very inexpensive, and it's very effective.
Great, yeah, and I also wanted to say that a lot of times when I did listen on KGO, I downloaded the shows through the archive because I now live out of the area where I could receive a strong signal, so I'm hoping that KSCO offers a similar format where, you know, listeners can download each hour by hour to listen later on if they're interested, if they can't listen necessarily live.
Yeah, the whole on-demand thing is something that's very important. We've been doing that with select programs on our station for many years, but it's clear we're going to have to be doing it for a lot more, or maybe even hour by hour. So anyhow, Keith, want to thank you for your call from Susanville, California. Invite you to continue to be a KSCO listener, however you can do that, and I think you'll be impressed.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you. That was Keith in Susanville. And we're talking with Michael Harrison, who is the owner of Talkers Magazine, who is the Bible of the talk radio industry. And if you want to give us a call and weigh in on this, I'm particularly interested in what the audience thinks about the state of talk radio and where it's going. We've gotten Michael Harrison's, two cents worth, and let's talk with someone named Dick or Dickie in North Carolina. Dick, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, I hear you.
Well, I just wonder why all you talk stations are so conservative. I never hear a progressive viewpoint on the radio.
Well, how about yours right now? You're being heard by a lot of people. I don't know exactly how many, but, you know, go ahead. We've got our What's Left program.
I don't want to get into a
discussion. Are you familiar?
It's really about...
Are you familiar with our programming, or have you just learned about us recently?
I just learned about you because I heard Michael Harrison was going to be on, and he's a hero of mine. I think he is he's saying that there are no geniuses. He is a genius. He has his finger pulse of not just radio, but pop culture and culture in America in general.
Thanks, Dad. Come on, where'd you get this guy? This is you're clearly pulling my leg, Michael. You must have hired an actor or something.
Either I'm not pulling your leg, you're pulling mine. Anyhow, we'll thank Dickie in North Carolina and say hello to Ron and Carmel. Ron, welcome to KSCO with MZ and Michael Harrison.
Good morning, both Michaels.
Hey.
I've been listening to your program since the 90s, and I want to thank you for the information you gave us during the Loma Prieta earthquake, which was something else.
Well, thank you, but I didn't own the station then.
Yeah, and I do want to do it to the people before. But what I do want to say is you've been presented with a unique situation because of the KGO folding. Watch your costs. You're going to be presented with a lot of ideas for expansion, I'm sure, for the new listenership that you'll have available. But get with your because I don't want you guys to go bankrupt. You're an asset to the community. Okay?
What a smart caller. Now, that's a smart caller,
yes.
Michael.
I mean, I was actually...
I told you that. I even told you that in a conversation we had earlier.
Yes. Oh, I've been falling all over myself to hire all the KGO people for no matter what I had to pay them. Come on,
right.
You guys. I'm not that stupid. You know,
well, we don't think you're stupid. We think you're well-meaning.
I appreciate that, but I'm not going to run out and do anything rash. There is an opportunity here for us and for displaced hosts to get on the air and stay on the air, and I'll sit down with any one of them, and happily, in fact, I want to. I'm reaching out to do that.
The implication, though, has to be, and I think you owe this to your listeners, that these hosts are also going to have to take a financial hit if they, and your caller really illustrated this beautifully. If these hosts from KGO are to go on another radio station in the Bay Area, yours or anybody else's, they're going to have to take a financial hit because of all the problems we've discussed that radio is facing. They probably were being paid more than the new owners of KGO feel they can.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because in your thing, you said you guys are human, so I guess they're not human. But the fact, they're human too, and they probably came to the conclusion, and I'm not defending what they did, although I understand what they did.
When you say they are you talking about the owners of Cumulus or the management?
I'm talking about Cumulus, right.
Yeah.
Cumulus sat down, and they said, we can't afford to do this kind of radio anymore. And what I criticize about Cumulus, as somewhat of an expert, as you described me in the business, is not that they did that. It's how they did it. They could have done it in a more friendly, considerate, humane, and productive way for themselves, for their own image. They could have done it over time. They could have given these people an opportunity to maybe take a pay cut, maybe become part of the business. Sure, I don't want to stick my nose in other people's finances, but the fact of the matter is I take issue with how they did it, not that they did it, because the economics of radio are very difficult right now. I also take issue with whether or not the way that they're going in the future is necessarily going to prove to be the remedy to the problem.
Yeah.
Quite often people throw the baby out with the bathwater in order to try to save funds and find an efficient way to broadcast, and that may be the case there. Time will tell. But can I quickly say what I would do if I were running the world?
Please, please, please.
I would have the executives who were part of the end of the old era at KGO. They should all get together, people like Jack Swanson, people like Mickey Luckoff, maybe someone like you, get together.
Maybe.
With
maybe.
If you wanted to. if you wanted to. I don't know if you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm just saying maybe they should do this. Maybe they don't want to.
Yeah.
Put together a media station on the air in the Bay Area. Be heard all over the world. Get Gene Burns. Get Ron Owens. Not Ron Owens. Ron Owens is on the air still, although, you know, who knows.
Yeah.
Get Bill Gross.
He'll be on the air as long as he has to by his ironclad contract, as long as they have to keep him. My prediction is that they would have gotten rid of him along with all the others if they didn't have to pay him a bunch of money anyhow.
That's possible. But get them all and do an online media station that captures the spirit of the old KGO and provide it for people who want to hear it. And a profit-sharing venture with these people. Don't pay them the salaries they were getting or you will go broke. And do the future.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's there to be done.
Well, we've got that underway, Michael, just what you've said. Anyhow, here's Mark in Monterey. Mark, welcome to the Saturday Special with Michael and Michael.
Thank you, Michael and Michael. I hate to have you guys repeat yourself because I'm getting late in the story, but I heard one ugly rumor about how this was done, how these people were let go. And could you please tell me that again? Because I heard it wasn't done in a very friendly manner.
Okay. You know, I'm not the expert. My understand. I've been saying in my promo that the abrupt firing of some of the finest talk hosts in the radio industry took place last Friday, a week ago Friday. I was corrected. I was told it was Thursday. One of the hosts themselves said, hey, you know, it's not really accurate, but the idea is the same. And, you know, they came in and were told, hey, you know, you don't have a job anymore here. See you around. Just like that. I mean, just really cold. Unbelievable.
So, I mean, just and no questions asked, pack up your things and you're out the door.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how. I personally, this is Michael too here online on the phone line.
Yes.
I personally don't know exactly how it was done, but I do know the word abrupt is most likely applicable. And it's very common in radio. And people think, you know, radio broadcasters have a glamorous life. It's a tough life, even the big timers. And it's much more common in radio to find out you're doing your last show the day you're doing it. Sometimes before you do it, and often not given. Yeah, and often not given. Yeah, often not given the chance to do your last show.
Yeah.
In other words, you're told you've already done your last show, as opposed to before you do it. Yeah, they don't let you on for fear that you might say something on the air that would embarrass management. And it is quite common in radio. I'm sorry to say, I disagree with this policy, this habit, to take you out the door that day and goodbye, and the next day not even tell the listeners what happened to you.
Cool.
That you're just removing from the history, and I've always found that to be a practice that I don't think is very respectful to the listeners, let alone to the personalities involved.
One of the hosts said to me, and I thought it was most appropriate. I forget which one. KGO didn't fire the hosts; they fired their audience. I thought that was pretty clever.
Well, hey, Michael, it's an excellent program. Thank you for bringing this gentleman on. I'm glued to the radio. I haven't been listening for a while, and I'm back in here listening to you guys again.
What made you tune in today, Mark, if you hadn't been listening?
I actually heard a very small segment of Corey Gold's show. I was going to Home Depot, and I turned the radio on, and, you know, it's always set to your station. And Corey was talking something about Gene Burns having like a breakdown or something.
What?
When he was, I don't know. I heard this thing about Gene Burns being upset when they were asked to leave.
Oh well, they all were, I'm sure.
And then my next thing was, asked to leave what? Because I've been out of the loop for a while.
Okay.
Great. And then it led to this, and then I called into Charlie, and Charlie goes, Mark, you're a week behind. He says, KGO, the whole staff had been let go, except for Ron Owens and one other, I think Carell maybe still be on.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're kidding. I says,
that's fine. We got so many callers. We want to get to them. And thanks, Mark, for calling, and welcome back to KSCO. We hope you'll stay here, okay? We're going to give you some good stuff.
Never left. Just had things on my mind I had to do. But thank you for the good program.
Thank you. Okay, Greg in Santa Clara, you're on with Michael Harrison and Michael Z.
Oh, hi, Michael. And Michael, thank you for... I've never listened to your station before, never knew of it before, but I was wondering if Cumulus or I have a Save KGO Facebook community, and I'm participating in... former listeners of KGO on Facebook. There's really thousands of us out there.
Yeah, they're doing an Occupy KGO thing next week sometime, I think, on the 15th.
Yeah, we're going to do it on the 15th and the 30th, but I was just wondering, do you think this will persuade Cumulus, or can we save KGO, or is it just a sunken black hole now?
That's a great Michael Harrison question. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it would be a perfect opportunity for them to say, hey, we screwed up, and have you all come back. But, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Michael? It's a great question.
I think the answer is probably not. It probably won't persuade them, but it could. You know, it could. It could open the door to new negotiations. Maybe they could make a new deal with these people so they can work out a way that they could survive economically. make some tweak programming so that the station comes back in the ratings. A lot of this has to do with the way radio is rated. And gosh, you know, when the other caller was saying, I just found out about it, I want to say, well, you're part of the problem. You're a Gene Burns fan, but you don't listen to him. Based on the ratings, just being a fan doesn't help Gene Burns or the station. You got to listen, because listenership measurement has changed. That's why the ratings went down at KGO, because a lot of people love the station, but they're not listening to it every minute. And that's part of the problem. So the answer to your question from an expert, again, quote unquote, is probably not. They have a plan, and they're going to go forward with it. And people have lives to live, and people are not going to camp out and devote their lives to protesting it and life on. And that's unfortunate, but that's the way it is. So
many
probably
of us
not.
Many of us are seeing it as really a conservative takeover of the last progressive opportunity to have freedom of speech. Yeah.
Well, then you sure as hell don't know anything about our station, because we've been around as a voice for everybody ever since I've taken over the station, which was it'll be 21 years this next month.
Let me throw one more thing in here. Radio, you're wrong if you see it as a politically motivated move. Radio broadcasting is not motivated by politics. Politics is one of the products it sells, any more than when you go to the supermarket, a particular can of beans is, you know, they're motivated because they like that brand. It's cans of beans to the radio broadcasting ownerships. And if suddenly liberal were popular, they'd put that up there. Whatever they think will make money and be successful is what goes. It's not based on a political motive. It's based on a broadcasting ratings and revenue motive. So get that out of your head, because that's not the cause of how radio operates.
Okay, Santa Clara, Greg, thanks for calling KSCO. We hope you'll give us a button on your radio.
I already have. I'm glad I discovered you, and I'm going to try to get you on the internet and listen to you all the time now.
Yeah. Here, we're going to take Mark Walnut Creek. Mark in Walnut Creek, welcome to KSCO AM 1080. You're on the air.
Good morning. This is my first time listening to your station, and I had a question for you and your guest. Would it be possible, I'm listening from Walnut Creek, would it be possible for you folks at some point to add a repeater that might strengthen your signal into, say, San Francisco and the East Bay?
I would like to do that. You can imagine what my life has been like with this giant sucking sound, where we've been the recipient. They're not leaving us, they're coming to us. So, yes, that is something that I would like to do, and we're investigating. I have people investigating the possibility of acquiring a signal up in the San Francisco Bay Area to just connect up our KSCO program line here. So, but in the interim, you can listen to us through our website, ksco.com. All week long, it's been busied out by so many, but we've significantly, we've doubled or tripled we've increased the capacity dramatically. So we have an awful lot of streaming listeners, and anybody who can't pick us up in the Bay Area now because they happen to be, too far north of maybe Mountain View on the west end of the Bay and Fremont on the east end of the Bay. We're available at ksco.com on your smartphone through our listener. Or you can even say listen.ksco.com from any browser in the world. Make sure you have your speaker on, and you'll be able to listen to us. But, yeah, I think that's a great idea, Mark. And if you have any ideas of a particular station, and I know quite a bit of them, but I don't know all of them, please send me an email, mz@ksco.com. I would be more than happy. There's a lot of stations up there that are starving that might love to have KSCO programming connected to it. So,
thank you.
Anyhow, thank you very much for your call to 479-1080 in area 831. Andrew and Carmel, welcome to the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. You're on.
Good morning, Michael and Michael. Michael Zorlik, I have a question for you. Is your plan to get the former host, Gil Gross, Gene Burns, et al., onto your station? Is that your intention?
I don't think we're going to be able to get all of them, but if I could, I'd like to get as many as we can, because with all those hosts come a whole bunch of listeners, and with a whole bunch of listeners come a whole bunch of advertisers. End of story. It's a business decision. I don't know how much of this is possible. If I were a betting man, I'd say that I think we got a pretty good chance of having Bill Wattenberg on a regular basis here. In fact, he is going to be hosting our morning drive program all next week, starting on Monday from 6 to 9 a.m. You know, and I'd like to invite the other hosts who, this isn't an audition. I mean, we know they're great hosts, but you know, there are better places than others in program schedules, depending upon what the host is like and what they're all about and so forth. So I want to talk to every host. Some of them might not want to talk to me for fear of muddying the water of something else they might have going. But, you know, my point on that. No, we're not going to do a break, Nikki, not this hour, maybe next hour. Anyhow, we are going to who knows what's going to happen here. But I think it's going to be good for the listenership to the people who love talk radio are going to be very happy with what happens with KSCO. Even if we end up being the exact same station we've always been. Because the fact of the matter is, I am very, very, very proud of my staff and the personalities on KSCO. And every one of them is a talent worth following, worth appreciating and listening to. The only problem is that people didn't know about us, and now they're beginning to know about us pretty quickly and dramatically. And for that,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Another question for you. If you were to get, say, for instance, Gil Gross, who lives up in the North Bay, do you think he could do a remote in like Bill Wattenberg was doing on KGO?
Of course, everybody can do that, and everybody would. Okay. We wouldn't expect them to commute to Santa Cruz. That's ridiculous.
Right. Well, that idea crossed my mind, you know, the logistics, if you could get these hosts, you know, that would be a stopping point for them to come to KSCO.
Yeah, they just have to be convinced. They have to be convinced that it's worth associating themselves with KSCO. And you can't blame them for – they don't – until now, none of these guys knew about us, and we're some, you know, clunky little station in Podunk, you know, in the backwater. But – if they tune into us, they realize that we're pretty strong halfway up through the San Francisco Bay Area, including Silicon Valley, where all the money is, and where all the movers and shakers are.
Right.
We're just as strong into Silicon Valley in the daytime as we are in Monterey Bay.
Is Mark Silverman going to be a regular host on your station?
A good chance. Very good chance. Mark is fantastic, and he's getting better and better every day. And Mark was for many years for those of you who don't know, Mark Silverman, he's become a brilliant broadcaster. He always has been for many years, a brilliant producer. He was Ron Owens' producer on KGO until very recently. Well, until about a year ago, I guess. He asked the management to let him do fill-in up there. And they said, no, go to KSCO. They'll put anybody on, you know, so.
Right. Well, not only that, but his address book must be as thick as a San Francisco phone book.
Oh, yeah.
All the hosts
that
he had on Owen's show.
Right.
You know, which would really bring KSCO up to a level, an intellectual level that it hasn't seen in the past.
Right. Well, you know, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I mean, we've had some very fine hosts and do have some very fine hosts who are every bit as intellectual at the intellectual level of any of those KGO hosts. But people just didn't know about them. Bill Wattenberg said that himself, you know, repeatedly to me. So anyhow, it's just a question of awareness. And that problem has been solved. Like I said, if we end up with none of these hosts, we're going to end up with many, 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 many tens of thousands of new listeners. No question. And I don't mean to sound arrogant because I'm not that kind of a person, but there's no question in my mind that we're going to have many more listeners than already do in the many thousands because of this great gift that Cumulus gave KSCO. And that's, you know.
You're absolutely right, because the host that we went to, we became friends with them. Even though we never saw them in person, we knew about their personalities. We knew what their political picadillos were. We knew what they liked as far as pop culture and all that good stuff.
Right.
We don't get that with news. We got analysis of why something happened, how it happened, and what the cause is on a national, local, and global scale. You don't get that with the news. They just tell you a house burnt down. That's it. With talk radio, like you have on KSEO, we can understand, we can kind of think for ourselves as to what's going on and why things cause.
Right.
So I have you guys set on my number one button now.
Great. Okay, thank you, Andrew. I think and we're going to serve you well. You know,
thank you.
No matter what it takes, we'll do it. Craig in San Jose, you're on the air with Michael Harrison and MZ.
Hey, Mike. By the way, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah there.
Thank you. Yeah.
Comes around. Hey, I heard you talking about boosting your signal. If you didn't do anything else but boost your signal in the San Jose area, you know, and it came in real clear, that would be great right there if you didn't
yeah.
do anything else.
Yeah. Well, and we like I said, there's a lot of considerations, and we're investigating all of them. So, but there increasingly radio over the air terrestrial radio signals are going to be increasingly irrelevant, wouldn't you say, Michael Harrison?
Well, as I said earlier, eventually that's what's going to happen. It's evident it's happening now just through this discussion with when you were talking about the apps and you were talking about KSEO's programming being online. People can hear you all over the country.
Yeah.
All over the world.
Now, let me say something here. You know, it's still, you know, it's real easy for people just to turn the radio on. I know this internet is great and it's going to keep on going and getting better and with more digital, but it seems to me like it's still going to be quite a while now where it's just real simple just to turn the radio on wherever you're at, your headphones.
Well, what would be simplest for me, what would be easiest for me and least expensive is to make a deal with all I need, I think, is one or maybe two signals, AM or FM, up in the Bay Area of a starving station that isn't doing anything. And that station owner and me can make a deal, and then we got the coverage problem covered.
Then you just have to pay for the programming to be set.
Yeah, no problem.
Listen, Michael, I got to run.
Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your participation. That was Michael Harrison, owner of Talkers Magazine. And if you want to give us a call, the number is 479-1080. We've got quite a number of people on hold. We will be taking a break after all, but I will be taking some of these calls here, right? Let's go back to a person who's waiting the longest. Let's see, Ron in Soquel. Ron, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air. Hello, Ron. Ooh, Ron. Okay, I guess Ron is left here. Let's go to Phil in Santa Cruz. Are you on the air? Are you with us, Phil?
Yeah, I'm with
you. Okay, you're on.
Unfortunately, I think maybe your guest could answer my question better, but maybe you can.
I'll try.
Should be able to. You alluded to a different way that that the radio ratings are measured now, and I have a technical background. I'd be interested in knowing exactly how they are measured.
Well, I'm not sure that this is in effect in this particular market, but I know it's in effect in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's called the PPM. It's an electronic device that's about the size of an iPod that people wear on their belt or something, and it listens to what they're listening to. It's an electronic system rather than a diary system that Arbitron rating system has been all these years. And as soon as that was instituted, the not just KGO, but news talk stations around the country suffered tremendous losses in ratings. And in fact, I believe I've heard that there are lawsuits going on now against the Arbitron ratings company by some of the bigger broadcasters that own news talk companies, because it really sank their ship, you know, and they don't think that it's based on anything that's correct, you know, that the data is skewed somehow. And yeah, that's a topic for another whole Saturday special.
Well, but, does this thing listen to their private conversations or only to their
who
radio?
Knows? Who knows? That's a great question. It's another thing for our for our program when we do a program on PPM versus diaries. Love to do that. Anyhow, thanks very much for your call to the Saturday Special Field. Here's Don in Sacramento. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm a former KGO listener. I've been listening since I was 12 years old with my dad before he passed away. Now I'm 41. So I really was affected emotionally by the firing of the KGO host. But what I wanted to say was that they have this new radio where you can actually get internet streaming on.
Yeah.
And I can't get KSCO because I'm in sure. Elk Grove, Sacramento.
Sure.
So actually, I'm going to go and purchase this radio where you can actually have it by your bed and it'll pick up the internet stream.
Right. So that's true. In fact, the owner of the company that does that has been in contact with me and he's going to become a major sponsor here on KSCO. Anyhow, I want to thank you very much for your call to the Saturdays. Here's Richard in Watsonville. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Michael. I'm sorry you let Harrison go so soon. I was going to take him on and ask him when he was going to put you on the cover of Talkers Magazine. I'd probably rather see you on the cover of Time Magazine, but he also, you know, he mentioned, you guys are all talking about the survey stuff.
Yeah.
Listen here, folks. You're going to have to settle with KG next 90 days at least. Right, Mike?
Settle for what?
For what we got right now. Nothing. In KGO for at least the next 90 days, right? Nothing can happen for 90 days.
I don't know, Richard. I have no idea. I mean,
well, they're going to go through that survey period and see how it works out.
Oh, you mean
that's for the survey?
You mean if people can count on not getting KGO back,
or making a format change? That's right.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
Or making any kind of a format change. But what you got going here is fine. But you should have already had, I'm sure you've had a license increase in power renewal application in for a long time.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
Why?
Because I saw no reason to do it. Now I do. And
yeah, well, you should have it. But I think it'll be easier to get in if we all just get a hold of the FCC and tell them we want to increase the power here. Just everybody on your computers, just get out there on your computers and do it. But, you know, another thing is Harrison was kind of right. Turn that thing into a media station.
Well, that's why we've done the state of the art studio. We haven't started.
Yeah, well, I would call it a multimedia center, and I would have your own in-house advertising agency that covers all medias. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Richard N. Watsonville, you always come up with novel ideas, and that might be the top. That might be the granddaddy of them all. You know?
I'm waiting for you guys to catch up with me, man. See ya.
All righty. Thank you. There goes Richard Ann Watsonville. Here's Leslie in Soquel. Well, Leslie, welcome to KSCO AM 1080.
Thank you. I have been an avid listener of KGO for decades, and just in the last year and a half, I've started listening to KSCO, and I find your programming intriguing and interesting. I'm very disappointed in what KGO has done, and the only thing that I don't enjoy on KSCO is the 9 to 12 comedy show by Rush Limbaugh. So,
do you think we should dump Rush and put some KGO people in?
Definitely.
Oh.
Definitely. It would be really great if you could get Len Tillum. And I think it's okay that KGO kept Ron.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of other great people available now.
Right.
And
I had a conversation with Lynn this week, actually, and he let me know in no uncertain terms that KSCO is the last place he would ever come.
Really?
Yeah, and I was sort of shocked to hear that. I don't understand why. Maybe he doesn't understand what a large coverage area and audience that we have. But
It could be a geographic thing because his home base is pretty far north. But anyway,
yeah.
Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
To hear,
well, we're just gonna have to get through life here at KSCO without Len Tillum. It looks like so.
Well, that's okay. I think you could get on without Rush too.
Yeah. Okay. we want to do. You know, you can't please everybody all the time. I'd love to have Len Tillum on KSCO. He's a great broadcaster, but he doesn't think too much of us, and I can't for the life of me. I can't understand why. Anyhow,
email.
Yeah, Jackie, thank you very much, Leslie and Soquel. Here's Jackie in San Jose.
Hi, Michael. I've been listening to your station for the last week, called in a couple times. I really appreciate what you're doing. I'm encouraging you to join the Facebook page, former listeners of KGO Radio, and engage the people. We have over 2,300 people right now.
2,300? Yeah. Now, that's a significant number. You know why?
It is.
Because 2300 Portola Drive is our studio address.
Well, Well, we're at 23.25 and hopefully growing even quicker.
Oh, okay, okay, good. Yeah, hopefully.
But anyway, the thing is that we would very much like to have you engage on that page because people are looking for certain programming. Now, I understand that you do have various types of programming, but I won't listen to Rush Limbaugh. That's not the type of talk I want. If
right.
I wanted that, I would have listened to it years ago.
Right.
I've listened to Gene Burns. I've listened to Dr. Bill for years.
Okay, listen, we'll hold you over till after the break. We got to cut to the news at 11 o'clock. It's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 11 a.m. back in 6 minutes.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. More sex abuse allegations are surfacing against another sports organization. This time, former players in the Amateur Athletic Union in Memphis are accusing the president of molesting them decades ago.
Memphis police have started an investigation of alleged sexual abuse by AAU's Robert Dodd and two teen males who say decades ago they were abused by Dodd. One incident described by Ralph West, who was 14 at the time, says the abuse happened when he played on a basketball team coached by Dodd. The other accuser, whose name wasn't released, says he was given alcohol when visiting the coach's home.
CNN's Nanette Sosa reporting. CNN has tried to reach Dodd for comment. Palestinians are not happy with comments by Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat criticized Gingrich for saying the Palestinians are an invented people.
I think this statement reflects an ignorant person, not only in history, also in the religion of the Middle East.
Gingrich and five other GOP candidates will participate in a debate tonight in Iowa. The caucuses there are just over 3 weeks away. President Obama outlined a grim picture for an economic recovery in an interview on CBS, saying it could take years for the nation to reverse what he called structural problems. He also says he knew what he was getting into when he took office.
I didn't overpromise, and I didn't underestimate how tough this was going to be. I always believed that this was a long-term project.
The full interview airs tomorrow night on 60 Minutes. Tens of thousands of Russians turned out today for protests in Moscow and other cities. They're demonstrating against what they believe were rigged parliamentary elections. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds into their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamond. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you love books but hate touching paper? Bam! Gifts for less at Office Max. Featuring the all-new Kindle Fire for a low $199. Plus laptops, tablets, digital SLR cameras, and more. Stop into your nearest Office Max for all the hottest holiday electronics. Going on now, baby!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
In-store only. Prices good through 12/10.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
Good morning, everyone. You're tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. I've got your forecast for the weekend. It looks like we've got some partly sunny skies today. High of about 61, south-southwest winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's going to be partly cloudy, low of 40 with light winds. And Sunday, we've got some cloudy skies with a 40% chance of showers. High of 57, south winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And out there on the Monterey Bay, the southeast winds, 5 knots. They're going to become west, 5 to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet, becoming 3 feet in the afternoon with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet. at 17 seconds. Tonight out there, west winds 5 to 15 knots, becoming east after midnight. Wind waves are going to be less than 2 feet with a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 16 seconds. And tomorrow we got southeast winds 5 to 15 knots. Wind waves 1 to 3 feet in the morning, becoming less than 2 with a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 16 seconds. And a slight chance of showers out there. Current temperatures, let's see what we got here. We got Monterey at 45. It is 48 degrees in Salinas, and Watsonville's at 43. We're at 55 already here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSEO Studios. And for your King of the Hill traffic update, I do have a few things going on here. there was a traffic collision at 1020 on Highway 1 just south of Jensen Road, and that is a two-car crash. CHP is on the scene there, and it looks like no injuries, so that's good. And then I have another traffic collision reported at 1044, and that's on Highway 17 just south of Summit Road. CHP is on the scene there, and looks like it was just a one-car crash there, so... That's all I have for you right now. If you see something out there, you can call me at 475-1080. The official time is 11.05 and 36 seconds on this Saturday, December 10th. Up next, the second hour of the Saturday special with MZ. Stay tuned. KSEO Santa Cruz, I'm Nikki James.
But before we start hour number two, we simply must have the latest K's commentary. Mm-hmm. So here it is.
Whirling is a KSEO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
Because I respect, value, and agree with much of Donald Trump's opinions, and know he loves our country as I do, I will use his current advice from his new book as this week's commentary. Donald Trump is relentless when it comes to opposing Barack Obama and his policies. He believes an Obama second term in the White House would be devastating for the United States. We have many threats, he says, and the biggest threat is Obama. Trump believes that stopping Obama is crucial. He argues that dealing with OPEC's illegal cartel and lowering oil prices is key to turning around the U.S. and global economies. He also says he would slap a 25% tax on all imports from OPEC nations. A prime example is China. It is devaluing their currency to give themselves a competitive trade advantage. Trump says he will hit China with a 25% tariff on all goods imported to the U.S. He also advocates a 20% tax on all domestic companies that outsource their jobs overseas. He further says, I love free trade, but free trade is no good if you do not have smart people making deals for you with other countries. Trump is worth $7 billion with a B. He wants to save Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. And you do that, he says, by creating a strong economy. Trump further favors eliminating the death tax, as I surely do, which he calls immoral and a jobs killer. He wants to lower taxes on capital gains and dividends, and reduce the U.S. corporate rate from 39% to zero to encourage domestic business growth. And he would levy a 20% tax on all companies who outsource jobs overseas. Trump contends that Congress should throw out Obamacare. It cannot be reformed, salvaged, or fixed. It is that bad, and that 2,700-page bill is hurting job creations. Now, about illegal immigration, Trump calls living in America the greatest blessing a person could ever receive, and I totally agree with that, and he wants a serious border fence. He supports tough enforcement when illegals are arrested and opposes efforts to grant in-state tuition to undocumented students. And finally, Trump also says he wants to remain a player in the presidential race because he's fighting for common sense and American values. And I suspect he might even still run for president in the summer of 2012. So these are Trump's thoughts with which I mostly agree. For KSEO, this is Kay Swirling.
Okay, let's officially start hour number two.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSEO.
Well, we're having an interesting discussion about talk radio and the state of talk radio in our area. We're going to be on right up until noontime, and you can join us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really got to go to KSEO Radio. Bye.
Okay, it's 10 minutes past 11 on AM 1080 KSCO, many people's favorite radio station, and hopefully many more people's favorite radio station. We're located in Santa Cruz, California. We serve the entire Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz, Silicon Valley area, as well as the world via our website, KSCO.com. You can listen to our stream. Before we finished up hour number one of the KSCO Saturday special, we were talking with Jackie in San Jose, and we're going to bring Jackie back up. I promised I would finish up with Jackie. Go ahead. You're on, Jackie. Wait a minute. You're not on, Jackie. Just a second here. Let me bring you on here with this new system that I'm still getting used to. You should be on now. Are you there, Jackie?
I'm here. Oh, okay. Sitting here. And I really appreciate what you're doing and your business sense. And the reason I invite you to engage with our Facebook page is because there are many people on both sides of the spectrum that miss KGO, that miss the John Rothmans, the Gil Grosses, and the Gene Burns. These are conservatives and liberals, and it was because of the way they presented their ideas. Now, just a comment from me, so it's a new listener,
sure.
And an observation.
Yes.
The commentary you just played, in my opinion as a listener, was too long, number one. And it also clearly is, you know, from a certain perspective. However, Mickey Lockoff used to do a number of those types of commentaries. They were short, to the point, and they actually would engage people in listening and wanting to find out more about an issue. And that, as a listener, that's what I'm looking for.
Sure.
And I'm looking for balance. I'm looking for a place that will present me with intelligent talk show hosts that will discuss an issue and treat their callers with respect and actually engage callers of a higher level. Because I think that's what we're missing, or at least what I'm missing from KGO. I'm not.
Now, I have a question for you. Had you ever heard of us until KGO gave you a reason to discover us?
No.
And what you've heard, how much have you been listening to us so far?
I've been listening to, I won't listen to Rush. I've listened to you maybe 10-15%, and part of it, truthfully, is I think it's Charlie. I like Charlie. I don't agree with him, but, you know.
Okay, so it's not the fact that, because Charlie is conservative just like Rush is, but he's more respectful, I guess, and so.
But not the callers.
Right.
It's the caller mentality. And that's what I'm looking at from the perspective, and I know you're in a business, but from the business perspective, the audience that KGO had is an audience that wants that deeper thought, and they can tune into conservative talk and listen to that level.
Well, don't brand us as conservative talk, because I reject that. Just because we have Rush Limbaugh on the station, it's like I had this friend who used to hate flies so much that when a fly lit on his piece of pie, he wouldn't just take the part that the fly lit on and throw it away. He wouldn't take the whole slice of pie and throw it away. He'd throw the whole pie from the other side of the room that the fly hadn't lit on. And
right.
there are so many people who are so offended and incensed by Rush Limbaugh that they will tune out a whole they not only won't listen to Rush Limbaugh, but they won't listen to the whole station. I'm awfully happy that you're not one of those people. Sure,
no,
if you don't like Rush, don't listen to Rush. But don't brand the whole station as a horrible station just because they have Rush. You
know? And I'm not. But from a business perspective and from you know, a listener's perspective, I think, you know, there might be a couple of ways that you can also engage some of the people by maybe having a select group of people that you can reach out to come in and we can talk about.
Maybe you're one of those people. Maybe you're one of those people.
I would love to.
Jackie, my email address is mz@ksco.com. I would be honored if you would send me an email with your phone number and I can give you a call and arrange for exactly what you're suggesting.
And I would also encourage you, please, to come on over to the Facebook page. There are thousands of people there, and engage with them
and open dialogue. Which Facebook page is this? Because there's so many of them, including our own and including KGO's. So.
Former KGO listeners. If you put that in, the page will come up. There's about 2,325 likes so far, and people are engaged, and we're going to have a few events up at KGO, but the real thing is the mourning and the loss of the dialogue and the information and the quality of what has been taken away. And that is why so many people are upset, and people are engaged, and they're looking desperately for something that's going to fill that void, and you have a great opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I hope you'll send me an email. I'll be looking for it.
I will do
so
right now.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate it. That was Jackie in San Jose, a brand new listener, and we're so pleased to have her. Now, oh my gosh, can this be true? None other than Rich Lieberman of Rich Lieberman 415. This is the premier radio blogger on the West Coast, if not the Western United States. Rich, welcome to KSCO. I'm so happy you called.
Oh, thank you. By the way, the check's in the mail.
Okay, great.
Just kidding. Right. Just kidding, folks. It was a joke.
Yeah, so, Rich, you've been in radio for a long time, but more recently you've engaged in new media. And what a blog you put together. I mean, you're the go-to place now for Bay Area radio. There's no question about that. So
for better or worse, this is this whole event, this humongous black, as I call it, Black Thursday, has evolved into an entity of itself of mass proportions. I was kind of at the center of the storm. I broke the initial story, and
I bet you haven't done much sleeping. You probably haven't done much sleeping since.
I don't sleep well anyway. But once you get sort of this inertia and you begin to do perhaps too much, and
All right, where do you think this is all going, Rich? Where do you think it's?
I think they being Cumulus and the powers that be that have run what they did, I don't think that they expected the outcry, the Facebook phenomena going on with all the various groups, the explosion on Twitter, the backlash, the complete, almost in my book, about 90-95% negative reaction to all of this. I mean, there's listener boycott companies that have pulled their ads on KGO, and there's groups that are there's a big rally scheduled for next Thursday on the 15th. So to that extent, I think they were caught off guard. Now, at the end of the day, is there going to be a sudden turnaround? No, I don't believe so. I think that they're in this, and they made a very calculated business decision.
Is it possible that it was the correct business decision? What do you think?
I think, I don't know what their books are. They just went out and bought a whole bunch of radio stations. I'm sure the Dickey brothers and the Cumulus Company back in Atlanta, I don't think this makes that big of a deal to them. From a financial standpoint, like I said, they might lose a few advertisers. I hope and I believe that the outpouring of critical commentary and the angst that I've received in my emails, which have been just voluminous, and notes, people writing, telling me about how they literally talk about not sleeping at night, but that they've lost a friend. They miss the civility of a John Rothman. They miss the interview technique of a Gene Burns. I believe that the end result could be that, again, I think they miscalculated the reaction. And look, let's face it, KGO was not just your average radio station. As I wrote earlier in the week, God, it was more than
something very special. It was very,
very special. And a listening board, a sort of, I called it a community bar, a virtual bar in the nation's fourth largest market. And to that extent, again, I think they miscalculated immensely. And now, from a bottom line standpoint, will it hurt them? No. From a PR standpoint, with all these various activities being planned and the uproar, that can have an impact to what direction and to what final outcome, I don't know.
You're a busy guy. Do you have time to stay with us for a little bit? Because I want to take some other callers, something tells me some of those callers are going to want to ask questions to you. So
absolutely, no
okay,
problem.
Stand by here. Let's see, who should we go to? Paul in Pebble Beach has been waiting for quite a while here. So let's come Paul to KSCO with MZ and Rich Lieberman. Paul, you're on the air.
How you doing, Michael?
Good.
I just want to say you are a true gentleman, and your mother is extremely intelligent, and that person called Jackie who had the gall to come into your house and tell you that she didn't like the furniture, she didn't like the color of the drapes, and it is just disgraceful with some people like that have this arrogance and this paucity. If she wants to pump pus, let her go to 540, which is a great channel for her type of ideas.
That's pretty good. That's pretty funny. That's pretty good.
What gets me is that the call of someone who hasn't listened to your program. I've been listening to you, and you've done such great stuff and helped us out in the Fort Ord Monterey cemetery thing some years ago, which is still going. But your mother's critiques are the most intelligent and most insightful and the most gracious.
Thank you. There's a reason.
Commentary
there's
that's
a
re- any.
There's
by
a
the way, if anyone tells you that KGO is the top program, I listened to KGO for 20 years, and then until they got so terribly left-sided that I was going through the channels and found your station and stuck to you for the last, I guess, 8-9 years. The point I'm getting at is that how can I congratulate you for taking on this stuff, particularly the honor of being able to be on right after your mother's brilliant commentary.
There's a reason that she is more popular on our station than Rush Limbaugh, even. Way more popular.
I know, people love
her more than they love Rush. It's amazing.
The point is that this person, Jackie, she's so one-sided that she thinks
it's okay. It's okay. Here, I think Jackie. I appreciate what Jackie did. I wasn't insulted or anything. I think it's great. And I meant when I said please contact me. I want Jackie to be on a board of advisors for our station, because how can we expect to be the best station around if we don't get input from everybody and consider everybody with equal respect?
You might get the wrong impact. You might get the wrong information, and your station may go down a drain, just like KGO. And there was a reason why KGO went down, because people aren't listening. And the people today are so brilliant that they actually listen to both sides of the fence, and then they make up their minds.
Yeah.
And it's not forced upon them like she was trying to present. But anyway, I wish you guys a very happy holidays, and I appreciate you. And don't let anybody change your format or your your color of your
Are you advising me, James and Carmel, that if I have the chance of getting any one of those KGOs, any one of them who was displaced, that I shouldn't even consider it?
No.
I mean, I want to get as many as I can and figure out a way to keep the station the way we have it. And I know there's a way to do it. We just want to keep it the way we have it, except make it better.
There's no. Well,
okay. So anyhow, we got to move on. There's so many other callers, but thank you so much for your call. Hey, let's see. Yep. Our next caller is Paul in Pebble Beach. Hey, Paul. Whoops. I don't know why. Oh, I guess I hit the wrong button here and dumped Paul instead. maybe that was. Who was that? Who's this? Is James? James, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I guess that was Paul all along. James and Carmel, you're on the radio with KSCO. And would you turn off your radio, please? Because I think that's what's going on.
It's off.
Okay. All right. You're on with MZ and Rich Lieberman from Rich Lieberman 415. He's the premier blogger of radio. What's going on in the Bay Area radio? You're on.
Thank you, sir. MZ, first of all, fantastic job there at that station. I've listened to you guys now for about 2 years, and I was a KGO listener in the past. I lived up in San Francisco for about 7 years. Anyhow, as far as Rich, fantastic point about the advertisers. I mean, how can a new owner come in and basically just clean house without getting new advertising contracts in place? That's just ludicrous.
That's a good question. first off, I know that they have been having issues now with they've had several advertisers, and these are, some are little, some of them quite medium. A couple of biggies have ceased their ads, and they pulled ads. So some big companies, a big burger company, they had a company called Just Remnants, New Pain. They have a mattress company, which I won't mention, but they're staying on. But so there's been significant and continues to be, by the way, that situation is fluid. That's when you make the management starts to really listen, and that's when they get a little nervous. Now, I'm not saying at this point that they're all huddled and worried sick about losing advertisers, but if they lose enough advertisers, then that's going to have an impact and then prove more positive about if I could go back a little bit, pardon me for talking in fragments. This whole thing, it was bad enough what they did, okay? And I'm going to refute that last caller before this gentleman about that KGO losing listeners. KGO was not losing listeners. KGO still makes a boatload of money, you know?
Yes.
People forget that.
I agree.
It's not even a matter of agreeing. It's a fact. They make a lot of money. I did a thing yesterday. I talked about 60 Minutes, the program on CBS, which has always been perceived as quote, old people watch that show. Well, guess what? That show generates, okay, $100 million for CBS. And whether it's 80-year-old women who buy toilet paper, whatever, or guys that are, you know, 57, that show makes $100 million. That's a gross earnings, that show alone. So 22 minutes and an hour of advertising makes CBS $100 million, the reason why it's on the air. And yet it's perceived, and rightly so, that it does not have the coveted 25, adult 25-54 demo. Most of the people that watch 60 Minutes are people that are older, but it still makes a massive amount. It's immensely.
I don't know what it is about the phone system here, the connection, but everything's echoing, and it's just awful. Yeah. So I want to thank James.
I can hear you now pretty good.
I want to thank James and Carmel for calling here. We're going to have to drop him, but please listen on the radio or the internet. So there goes James and Carmel, and we have Rich Lieberman with us here on your favorite radio station. That's a presumptuous thing to say. It wasn't up until this last week, because everybody listens to KSCO. It really is their favorite radio station. They love us. But
and KGO, as I'm sure you no doubt indicated, KGO radio. I've been very critical of KGO. I've written and by the way, we just don't write just about radio. I write TV, I write internet stuff. But KGO, I've been very critical. I thought, frankly, that they were going to do the opposite. I thought that they were going to de-emphasize news and hire, maybe tweak and alter their format and make it a little bit more fresh and engaging, where they could get a significantly more, you know, broad-based, what I call the iPod generation. Look, I'm in my 40s, and I listened really early on, but I tune into various people and hosts, and I even told Wattenberg, hey, Bill, you drove me crazy. I used to scream on my radio, how the hell can he say that? And the next minute I'm listening to him because he's talking about nuclear, you know, science and physics, and he brought forth an engaging style that got to me. And those are the little things that are not measured in PPM and diaries and things like that. Hey, look, did they lose significant listenership amongst a certain demo? Yeah.
Right.
But they're still making a lot of money. They still have tons and tons of advertisers when they have their format. And instead of, as I indicated in my blog, instead of taking and tweaking here and euthanizing the dog, they took the dog out in the backyard and they shot it in the head. And now they have a complete PR disaster. They have a newsroom that is in utter chaos. They're overworked. They're understaffed. And granted, it's only the first week. And they're not in any way, shape, or form going to get people that listen to the other station in the market, KCBS, to just drop. They think that they're going to get people to drop KCBS and go to them. They're in a dreamland. They're in an utter dreamland. That ain't going to happen. Uh-huh. And I don't care what they do.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right on that one, actually. So this is Rich Lieberman, Rich Lieberman 415 media blogger, not just radio. So yeah, Rich is on with us here. If you want to talk to him, give us a call at 479-1080. Although the lines are pretty much jammed already. Here's Lars in Seattle. Hey, hello. Lars, welcome to.
Hi, good morning.
How you doing? Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Thanks. Thanks for getting together and allowing us to talk about this morning. It's refreshing.
Great.
The question I had is the status of the contracts of Gene and Gil as such. Did they have non-competes and or no cuts?
I don't know. Maybe they did, and maybe that's why none of – I actually talked to John Rothman and I've talked to all of them, or left messages, actually. I haven't talked with all of them. You know, Rich, I think you've been promoting this, by the way, thank you, that Dr. Bill Wattenberg will be doing the morning drive honors here on KSCO with us starting this Monday for the entire week at the very least, and maybe spilling into a little bit of next week, although I think he's got vacation commitment that was made long before that. So it'll be very interesting to see if he wants to or will be able to do it beyond that. And if there are other KGO hosts who might want to, you know, experiment with us, we'd be more than happy to have them do that.
I can, if you'd like, I can answer that caller's question about
please.
The contract. Most, with the exception of Ron Owens in the morning, who is still there, and Ron Owens has a what's called a personal services contract that was signed many years ago under a different that ends in January 2013, and he is one of the highest paid. In fact, he's the highest paid broadcaster in the Bay Area. Even he's makes a little more than $1 million, and he's got a hefty clause in there where if they were to get rid of him, they'd have to pay him a huge buyout, plus in addition to the remainder of his contract. All the rest had no contract. They were paid a specific salaries, and were somewhere in the low. I don't know each gentleman's salary, but I know that Ron was getting seven figures, and therefore he's going to be on. And to Ron Owens' credit, he makes a lot of money for the company, and his ratings are pretty decent, and he still does a good show. So, but the others were not, or did not have personal services contracts. They were, they had negotiated salaries, but did not have the personal services contracts.
Okay. Hey, great. So hope that answers your question. Lars in Seattle, thanks for calling the Saturday special with MZ and Rich Lieberman. Our next caller is going to be John in Monterey. John, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm going to bring some balance here to this to the commentaries that have been making. I think the gentleman from Pebble Beach made a strong point. And I'll make two points, and I'll let you comment on them.
Can you speak a little louder for some reason?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I want to make a few points.
Got it. We heard that. Go ahead and make the point.
Okay. So what I'm saying is KSCO right now is walking a tightrope. First of all, you guys have been telling us for the last couple of years you need money, send in donations. Many of us now realize we might have been defrauded from that.
Jesus, come on. This guy is obviously from a competing station, wants to grab. All right, Brian and Soquel are on the air. Hey, Brian, you're on.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
I was listening to Jackie earlier, and I grew up listening to KGO for years and years with my dad back, you know, Owen Spann back in the... ...days and everything else. KGO lost me a long time ago. I've been a consistent listener here to KSCO. I'm up working on the roof, so I'm a little out of breath. Consistent listener to KSCO for years. I really like the station. I like the low quaver. And I'm concerned when someone calls up from the San Francisco Bay Area and starts telling us that we're not intellectual enough for her and that you should change your format to meet her intellectual standards. You know, I'm an engineer, professional, spend a lot of time reading, stay up to date on things, and to have someone, as the guy from Pebble Beach mentioned earlier, step into your home and tell you that you're not smart enough, I take great offense to that. So please remember us.
Well, listen, guys. A lot of people say things, and you got to develop a thick skin when you're in this business. And I think I've developed a thick skin, but it's okay. But she makes a good point. I'm going to listen to everybody who takes the courtesy to tell me what they think.
Well, you know? Just please don't forget us local people, because expand in the market.
Don't be silly. But I appreciate you saying that anyhow.
Thank you very much, Michael, for the services you provided over the years. We really appreciate the station.
Thank you, Brian, for the kind words. Let's see. Who's next here? Oh, my gosh. Troy. Troy in Scotts Valley. Welcome. Welcome to KSCO. You're on with Rich Lieberman and MZ.
Another stellar show. Hello, Mr. Lieberman. How are you?
Good. Good to be with you.
Yeah, thanks. I was wondering, what did they charge for advertising in the Bay Area versus what they charge here to advertise in the radio?
Well, Rich, you can answer the first part of the question,
yeah.
Maybe.
Well, there's an interesting dynamic, though. I'll admit I have listened to all of your station, but I'm aware of it and try to catch as much as I can of late on the internet. It goes by market. Obviously, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose is now categorized into a different market. But so the number four market is San Francisco, Oakland, and then the rates are based upon that classification. Having said that, the KSCO, I've been told and I know, has a significant draw into San Jose, which obviously is the epic center of Silicon Valley, where a lot of the money and capital is. So you can have a small market station, but has a very, very rich, and I don't mean rich simply financial, but a very moneyed area like Silicon Valley, which obviously places a huge asterisk next to that. Uh-huh. And I know that's something that Dr. Bill Wattenberg talked about. So it kind of has a special classification in that regard.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I hope that answers your question.
I hope that answered Troy's question. And thanks for calling the Saturday special and waiting as long as you did, Troy, okay?
Thank you.
All righty. So there goes Troy. I think we're going to do a commercial break here any second. It's got 21 minutes before 12 noon. If you're going to give us a call, that's how much time is remaining on this program, the Saturday special. The phone number is 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to go on the air with Rich and me. And Nikki's going to do our commercial break right now. We should be back in a few minutes. Keep your dial set to AM 1080 KSCO or your browser set to KSCO.com on the internet.
La 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 la.
The Palace Black Friday 3-day sale was such a success, we're going to do it again starting this Wednesday. We've got more terrific deals for you budget-minded folk.
Things like a portable wooden desk easel for only $9.99 or a 20-foot color Stabilo marker set for just $6.99. Wow, those are real budget stretchers. What else is there?
For kids, we have a Young Artist Tempera workstation for just $4.99. And there's the Spotty Tempera markers for just 99 cents each. Palace is all about great deals and fun this season.
Yeah, and tell them about the shopping spree.
Just fill out the entry form at either store and you could win a $250 Palace shopping spree. The drawing will be held on December 16th, so don't wait. This is our gift to you this season because...
Who knew shopping local could be so much fun?
Palace Art and Office Supply is located next to Cinema 9 in Santa Cruz and near Orchard Supply on 41st Avenue in Capitola. A proud member of Think Local First, Santa Cruz.
When it comes to dental care, you want to be treated with comfort, compassion, and competence. And we believe you deserve it. Hi, I'm Dr. Guy Peabody in Santa Cruz. Listen.
Hi, I'm Robert. I'm a local attorney here in Santa Cruz. I've been seeing Dr. Guy Peabody for 10 more years. I have found Dr. Peabody to be of the highest standard in everything that he does. A wonderful dentist. He and his staff fully explain procedures, truly seem to care and have a concern about the individual patient. He's done only the most wonderful of work for me, and I've never had a problem, and I would most highly recommend him to anyone.
Dr. Guy Peabody provides a comprehensive approach to treating dental problems in the most comfortable ways possible, including sedation, laser therapy, and digital imaging. It's time. Take care of your teeth. Call Dr. Guy Peabody at 831-457-0343 or click on drpeabody.com. Wake up to a beautiful smile.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Rita Chick, CEO of the Santa Cruz County Chapter of the American Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, and 70 similar disasters in Santa Cruz County. A lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey County Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Hello, Charlie Friedman here. Listen to the things your friends and neighbors are doing for themselves with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Microwave repair.
Robotic arm with controller for eShed Industrial.
Tesla coil for my rail gun.
Dead tricks upgrades.
Drive for a telescope.
A tube amp for my guitar.
Submersible sensors for NASA.
Ethernet cable for my new iMac.
Solar powered gate.
Instrument panel for an airplane.
Wiring my hot rod.
Upgrading PC system.
Help with home wiring.
Custom audio cables for recording studio.
High voltage electronic ignition circuit.
Building a spaceship.
If electricity flows through it, you can save a lot of money by doing it yourself with the help of the experts at Santa Cruz Electronics. Voted best electronics store 2 years running. Call Santa Cruz Electronics today at 831-479-5444 or visit at 2808 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. Do it yourself and save money with the help of Santa Cruz Electronics.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Can't think of a more appropriate bumper music than that, Buffalo Springfield. It's, 16 minutes before 12 noon on the Saturday special. We're in the home stretch of the program. If you want to give us a call and talk about the radio situation here in the Monterey Bay and San Francisco Bay areas, the phone number is 479-1080 in area 831. That's our call-in phone line. We've got a special guest here, Rich Lieberman from Rich Lieberman 415. Media, and let's bring Rich back on here and lock him in. And let's see here. Scott in Santa Cruz has been waiting for some time here, so let's bring Scott on. Scott, you're on the air on KSCO. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to sound like a broken record. I hear both sides of this kind of heating up with programming, and we've talked about that probably 1,000 times, but do you ever think about shortening some of the programs, even trying to shorten Rush or shorten maybe the, I hate to say this, but Charlie Show and get more, maybe more shows on?
That's
maybe
a great idea.
Some of the pressure point therapy things, I know that makes money, but shortening some of the shows and getting more talent on there and more opinions and more shows.
Listen, the infomercials will go away if the listenership goes up and the advertising revenue goes up. End of story. Do you think we want to play infomercials to sell people stuff for a whole hour? We don't want to do that. We do that because we have to do that, or at least we've had to do that up until now. Hopefully things are going to change.
Maybe some sort of hybrid where you can shorten some of these long-winded 2-hour shows and get a show in between there would be nice.
I think that's a great suggestion, Scott.
It's kind of a happy medium for everybody. They still get to get some Rush or to get some Charlie or, and get someone else in there.
Right. Exactly. No.
I got to agree with the guy that called that said, I don't fit into that intellectual San Francisco crowd either, so I did take offense to that.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on now. Hold on.
No, that was the lady that called.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's Rich Lieberman talking here, and he is just kidding.
I just don't fit into that crowd, but I would like to hear. I do get bored listening for hours on end. Sometimes it's just like, well, we should change it up a little bit.
That might be the best idea of all, because I was worried about real estate here on the radio station. I mean, I don't think this could possibly happen, but who knows? You never, stranger things have happened. Up until, a week or a day before the Soviet Union went away, I didn't think that would be possible either. So,
hey, you mind if I get my 2 cents in there about that caller? I'd like to, because he made a good point, but it's something to which I think a lot of people overestimate the, quotes, the intellectual, the snootiness of the
which
the
caller, Scott, who's still on with us?
The current caller. First off, there is a big-time conservative listener, and I'm not necessarily saying that conservative is great and progressive radio is lousy or this or that. I'm just making a kind of an oversimplification of the demographics here. San Francisco is a real small part of the entire Bay Area, if you call it referred to as the 9-county Bay Area. I mean, you have a very tremendous amount of conservative shows, which is nothing unusual. But San Francisco's really, first off, San Jose is the third largest city in California. San Jose is more people than San Francisco. You have those suburbs in beyond Oakland into the, what they call the Bridge and Tunnel area, Marin County and Contra Costa County. It's very, conservative. There are pockets that are obviously are maybe I would call centrist to the right. So that image of San Francisco, and of course the city of San Francisco itself, is perceived as quote liberal, and it is. But the Bay Area landscape is changing. It's not just it no longer is just that the 415 area code. It borders all the way out, to the Walnut Creek, as I indicated earlier, Walnut Creek and Pleasanton and Marin County. So it's much more diverse than people think, and that's not just culturally but politically also.
So that's your response to what Scott said.
Yeah, I assume Scott, I don't know what Scott was referring to, and I wasn't necessarily bashing Scott. I was just saying that the San Francisco.
I don't even know what that meant, but I was saying was that the female caller that called in earlier, I was agreeing with the guy.
I wasn't.
I understand the geographics and all that, and I wouldn't consider myself a Rush Limbaugh fan either. I know Michael. We've talked, and I said that I typically change the station when he comes on because it's the same stuff over.
Well,
and
let me tell you about Limbaugh. I listen to Limbaugh now and then. I used to listen to him a lot more. His politics are not my cup of tea, but now and then, every now and then, he does a funny show. He used to be a lot funnier before he became this operation. On the other hand, you got a guy like Savage, who I don't agree with mostly 99% of the stuff he says are something I don't agree with, but I think he does a very entertaining show. I don't even think
do you,
it goes
do you
beyond
think, Do you think we should put Savage back on KSCO, Rich? I know he wants to be.
I got an email yesterday.
I agree with you. I find myself, because I drive up and down the state in multiple states, I find myself looking forward to hearing Savage's rants, just like I don't agree with Alex Jones in his, with his take, but I am thoroughly entertained listening to it, and I look forward to hearing him go on a rant. I'm with you on that. I think that I've just gotten so bored with Rush Limbaugh, and it is. He doesn't have the funny parodies or the songs, or he doesn't have any of the stuff that's entertaining. And again, a big part of this is entertainment. We are here to be entertained to a certain degree.
When you have a guy like Savage doing 20 minutes about Chinese food and his dog, that I don't know, it got me, and I started laughing out loud. And again, his politics are somewhat anathema to my ideas. But
well, he's a fantastic broadcaster. There's no question about that. He's got a great sense of humor, and he's very passionate.
Yeah. And he's very popular.
Yeah.
And he delivers a message along the way. His message is more hidden behind the entertainment factor.
Good point, Scott. But, Rich, tell me why Savage isn't on the air on any Bay Area station now, and that's why he wants very badly to get back on this station.
Well, I think first of all,
especially when he sees all the buzz that's happening about us, you know.
Well, the last station that he was on is now Spanish, and had the unmistakable problem being next to KGO at the time. So I just think, and then he also had some time, as you probably remember, on KSFO, which is again now owned by Cumulus, and KSFO is a sister station to KGO, which ironically is still talk.
Yeah.
Albeit conservative and mostly syndicated.
That's what they can do. They can bring back some of the hosts to that station, you know.
But I heard Spanish is the new English, isn't it?
Yeah, right. That's an ESPN station. I think Savage is trying to position himself. First off, he's on, as you know, probably he's on in New York. He's on in Sacramento. He's in L.A.
Bakersfield.
We're talking about the big markets. But I think down the line he's probably going to be back here in some capacity on some station, simply because look, he just passed Sean Hannity. He's now second only to Limbaugh. And I listen to him, and he occasionally his rants I think sometimes border on brilliant. And he oftentimes yes, he talks about politics, but a lot of times he's talking about his job. He does 20 minutes on Russian violinists and how the Obama administration, cut back. I mean, it's kind of a hodgepodge of a show, but is it entertaining? Yeah.
It's also situational, big-time situational politics, meaning that he will take a situation that happened to him, expand on that and why it happened, and at the very end, it'll end up being because Obama did this, that's why this lady did this for me in the market, and it's entertaining. It truly is.
Yeah.
And let's also note that, look, he started out in the Bay Area. He was on KGO as a weekend host, and he was very, quote-unquote, liberal to progressive. A lot of people chide him for the fact that, he's just kind of doing shtick. He's got a little twinkle in his eye, and this is all just a gimmick. So that, remains to be seen. I don't really, frankly, know, but I do remember him starting out on KGO as a liberal. So I don't really – some of the stuff he says I don't take too seriously. I know a lot of people find him to be egregious, and he sounds very hateful, and he's got this sort of resentment factor, and he goes overboard, which he does. But the show, is it entertaining? In my opinion, yes. Yeah. I think a lot of people feel the same way.
There's someone named Ben in Greenfield who was a 23-year-old former KGO listener. Scott.
I'm going to jump off. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for calling. There goes Scott. Here comes Ben in Greenfield. You're on the air, Ben.
Hi. Like I said, I'm 23. I used to listen to KGO about 60% of my radio time. The 30% was you guys. And I really feel the staff is the same quality, but my big difference, what always annoyed me, was that it seemed like the callers from Coast to Coast AM would be calling during the daylight, and people were not very nice. And as a 23-year-old, I loved Len Toam. He was my favorite. And it was practical. People were just solving problems. It was very inclusive. And it mirrored what my generation is really all about, the quote-unquote millennials. Uh-huh. And now that you have more of an opportunity with callers, I would recommend that you just try and get callers that are speaking about a point, that have a reason for calling. I mean, callers that call to say, I agree with you, or I like you, and you're great, and that's pretty much all they say.
Right.
And, oh, yeah, and that guy's evil. I don't see why you can take them if you have another option. So
Ben,
that's really my
Ben,
advice.
Ben, send me an email, please, if you will. I want you on our advisory board also, mz@ksco.com, if you would be willing to do that. Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Pat in Monterey. Pat, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Thank you. I'd like to say I love the programming on KSCO because it's neutral. You have both liberal and conservative, and so many stations now, it's one or the other, but not both.
Yeah.
And
we like to do things besides politics also, you know, like entertainment and so forth. You know, I see that Mr. Logic, I think, might be – he's listening on Skype. Are you there, Mr. Logic? Hold on just a second, Pat. I don't mean to, you know
–
are you there, Mr. Logic? I see that he's connected, but I'm not sure whether he's listening or whether he has a mic on. Mr. Logic is a show, and it's something that Pat in Monterey said that made me think. You know, the KSCO has over the years been way more than just politics. I mean, we have education. That's part of the reason why so many people are so excited about our connection with Dr. Bloomberg, because he's a lot more than politics. He's a scientist, you know. He's an innovator. He's just a brilliant, all-around brilliant guy. He's an entrepreneur. And we have Mr. Logic that we've been talking to, who used to do a program called The Thinking Machine on this radio station that we've been talking about bringing back. And we will. It'll probably be on Sundays. I'm sorry, Pat. I just had to say that. I would have forgotten. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was going to say perhaps you could lure Lee Rogers out of retirement. He was on the sister station of KGO, but CAR.
Another fabulous broadcaster. Yeah, I believe he's in Arizona now, if I'm not mistaken.
But being a family-owned station, he might consider it.
Yeah.
And that would be wonderful. He was so interesting.
And Scott's idea, why does everyone have to have a three-hour show? Maybe they could just do one-hour shows. That would open up a lot more real estate so that we could have we'd have this one station that has the best of the best.
Yes.
And I mean, that guy Scott was probably the most brilliant caller of the whole day. What do you think, Rich Lieberman? Did you hear what Scott said? You're on. I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I thought he was brilliant, but I was the most brilliant all day long.
Okay. Okay. Great. So Pat,
I think you should. You know what? I think you should put me on the station and just forget about everybody else. No, I'm
okay. It'll be all Rich all the time. That'll be good.
That'll
drive brand new format. Maybe we can syndicate it.
You'll have pre offer.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right.
You'll have more protesters outside there than the latest Occupy rally.
Hey, Pat, in Monterey, thanks very much for your call. You're done, right? Hello, Pat?
He is.
Okay, well, I wanted to give Pat a chance to say one more thing. But anyhow, here comes Jeff in San Jose. Jeff, welcome to KSCO. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. I wish you a lot of success with this. A lot of people have been describing themselves as former KGO listeners. I'd say really I'm, a former John Rothman, Gene Burns listener.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that I loved about John in particular is, and I'm going to miss this, he was a historian and he brought a great sense of history to And he didn't strike me so much as liberal or conservative. He was always fair. And my own Facebook page, actually, Save KGO, has a picture of me with John. And I would just hope you could get some of those guys with you. Do you think it's possible?
I think it's very possible. I think it's real possible with Dr. Bill. He's already going to be with us all next week during our morning show.
That's exciting.
And he's been with us for a number of the programs. He was on Corey Gold Show. He did Corey Gold Show last Wednesday. He was on with Rosie in the morning for a little bit. He's going to be on with Rosie this coming Monday, and then she's going on vacation, so he'll be doing Rosie's duties here for at least the rest of this next week. He was on with Charlie Friedman yesterday. Everybody loves Dr. Bill. So it's Dr. Bill and KSCO are a marriage made in heaven. Now, what about all the others? I'd love to have any or all of the others. If we get all of them, I doubt that's going to happen. But if it's even in the realm of possibility, I'll do what I need to do to create the space to make it happen.
Yeah, so, KGO has.
They're all quality people, every single one of them. Hey, that's about it. I want to thank you for calling, Jeff. But and thank you, Rich. That's it. That's the end of the program today on your favorite radio station. You can it'll be uploaded, so you'll be able to get a copy of this if you want, or tonight the rebroadcast from 10 p.m. to midnight. That's it. See you next week, okay? So I have to do the... KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, 12 noon.
Union that they were molested by the former leader of the group 2 decades ago. CNN's George Howell has more on this developing story.
Both men say they decided to speak out, basically, start talking to family members, then speak publicly in light of the schools at Penn State and Syracuse universities. And Memphis police today tell us there is an active investigation into the alleged actions of Robert Bobby Dodd, the now former president and CEO of the Amateur Athletic Union.
Dodd did not respond to CNN's request for a comment. The full interview with the two victims will air on ESPN tomorrow morning. GOP frontrunner Newt Gingrich is trying to fend off criticism for remarks he made about the Palestinians during an interview on the Jewish Channel. He called them an invented people and the peace process delusional. Senior Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat.
Had he had any serious knowledge about history, he would not have this statement made. I don't think so. And I hope that he would reassess and make an expeditious apology.
The Gingrich campaign has since issued a statement saying it supports a negotiated peace agreement in the Middle East. Gingrich and 5 other GOP candidates are gathering in Iowa tonight for another debate. The caucuses there are just over 3 weeks away. A new survey from Deloitte & Touche finds 85% of business travelers expect to take more or the same number of trips next year. Deloitte's Adam Weissenberg says that's a good sign for the economy.
To me, I think this is a nice positive sign in terms of what the business traveler outlook is for next year.
Thousands of volunteers are laying 100,000 wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery. They're doing that in honor of the nation's war dead during this holiday season. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
The Home Depot has great holiday gifts for every doer on your list. And big savings on some of the best names in the tool bag. Like an 18-volt OnePlus Ryobi starter kit for just $89. That's a $150 value for a drill, circular saw, 2 batteries, and a charger. Make someone's Christmas morning and weekends to come with a Ryobi starter combo kit just $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You devote yourself to an ideal.
Committed to keeping you informed.
You become something else entirely.
The best hope
news.
For peace in our
traffic. Weather.
Increasingly freezing.
Sports. Market report.
Rates will be going up.
Where are you?
One station.
With that big sound, it's gotta be KSCO.
KSCO.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to KSCO 1080. I'm Nikki James. Got your forecast here. We got sunshine and clouds mixed today. High of around 60 degrees with light winds tonight. Partly cloudy, increasing clouds overnight. Low of about 40 with light winds. And tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers. High of 57 with light winds. There is a 40% chance that we will get those showers. So we'll see about that one. And then for your Monterey Bay boaters forecast, it looks like we've got the southeast wind, 5 knots, becoming west, 5 to 15 in the afternoon. Wind waves will be less than 2 feet, becoming 3 feet in the afternoon, with west swell 3 to 5 feet at 17 seconds. Tonight, west winds, 5 to 15 knots, becoming east after midnight. The wind waves will be less than 2 feet, a west swell of 3 to 5 feet at 16 seconds. And on Sunday, southeast winds, 5 to 15 knots, wind waves 1 to 3 feet in the morning, becoming less than 2, with a west swell of 4 to 6 feet at 16 seconds. Slight chance of showers as well. For current temperatures, I've got Salinas at 55 degrees. It's 56 in Watsonville. And Monterey is at 55. We are at 57 here in Santa Cruz, right outside KSCO Studios. For your King of the Hill traffic update, I have one thing to report. This happened at 11:34, and it looks like it was a traffic collision that CHP is on the scene for. Is a vehicle spin out to the center divide. So just one vehicle, and this is on Highway 1, just south of Imogen Road. So let's see. That's all I have. If you see something out there, you can call me and let me know at 475-1080. The official time is 12:06 on the dot. This is Saturday, December 10th. And up next, we have got...